The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm. You'll find out what happened to Frankenstein and other stuff that never happened. Freaking nerds.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Look at us go.
We're going. Remote locations.
What's going on?
Not me. I'm home.
You're home. Good for you, buddy.
Done. Great way to cap it off at Cobb's in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Great way to... Great shows to end the year.
You had a good time there?
Yeah. Good shows. Old Sean Jordan was with me. Marad was opening, and I'm going to fuck up his last name, but he's on my social media, I think. He did a great job. Cobb's, good place.
Yeah, that's a fun one. I did a guest spot there years ago. Fun spot.
It was a good way to cap off the year. I'm annoyed by petty things right now, but I'm not going to let that ruin my mood, Dave.
What's bothering you, bud?
Let's go. Sorry, everybody. It's going to be a Kyle bitches about stuff for a little bit.
Moment. Oh, come on. Get it out. Get it out, buddy.
Oregon drivers, man. Holy shit, dude. I try to steer you away from the driving thing because I'm like, nobody wants to listen about that. Everybody drives here like heaven's real and they're all perfect Christians.
What do you mean?
Let's just take our time. Let's just... 5 under the speed limit. There's no rush. We're all going to get to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's nothing to do on earth because we know heaven's waiting for us. So let's take our time doing everything forever. That's it. That's all I want to say about that one. I don't want to throw an American business under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Red Wing shoes. Absolute dog shit. Absolute dog shit. My fucking year-long saga with these fucking boots.
You still haven't broken them in?
I've got some heel inserts. Some of it's on me. Dave, I found out I have something called Haglund's deformity, which if deformity is already part of the problem, why put an even uglier word in front of it? It's got a real Frankenstein's monster connotation to it.
What is that?
My heel bones come out all crooked. I got heels that look like velociraptor skulls.
Huh. Well, that's like unfortunate. But
I realized that's what was screwing up. I got little inserts. I was finally starting to break them in. By break in, I mean my feet weren't outwardly bleeding by wearing these boots. America's boot. The most, as was told to me, the most comfortable footwear you could possibly get once they're broken in. If you don't perish before they're broken in. Anyway, that's my heel thing. I'm sitting there barely wearing these things enough to break them in. Sole isn't even really worn down at all. All the stitching on the top is starting to come off. I take it to the Red Wing store. They're like, well, they have a year against manufacturer's defects. I bought these things October 28th. It is now December 5th. And the guy at the store is like, well, it's well over a year. I'm like, you mean a month? Well, yeah. That guy sucks. Red Wings suck. Fuck this company. Save yourself. $300 boots. If they were cheaper, I'd get $300 boots.
Damn.
I got a pair of $90 cloth Doc Martens, not even the leather ones that I wore till the bottoms were flat almost into the air pocketed sole.
Yeah.
Fuck these boots.
Dude, I got some Wolverines that could not be happier with. Really enjoying my Wolverines. Very comfortable.
I had a pair of those too, these 1,000-mile Wolverines, and the sole started falling apart. Maybe after about 20 miles. Sure as shit, not 1,000 miles.
That's funny you mention your new deformity there, because I was thinking about this last night. I've heard this condition a lot, but I don't really know what it means. Fallen arches. Does that mean what it sounds like?
Oh, yeah, like, it's when a McDonald's goes out of business.
Does it literally
when,
like...
It's when Burger King takes up swords and invades at McDonald's.
So people have fallen arches. They just have... the bottom of their feet are just flat?
Yeah, I guess they just give up.
Wonder how that works.
It's like... I don't know. It's just like, you know how like everything else in your body gives up? Like your balls droop, your ass sags.
I wonder if
your
that
arches quit.
I wonder if it happens gradually or if it just it's like instantaneous. Like if you crush a cardboard box or something, you know, just
like you hear it.
Yeah. Oh fuck! My arches are flat now.
My arch just fell.
Oh damn it! And also, why would that prevent somebody from joining the military? I don't understand that. These are the things I think about.
I mean, you think about how much you got to walk and march and what's expected of you to be on your feet. And if you have bad feet.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's like one of the most important. You really don't realize how much you should take care of your feet.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never had a pedicure. I'd like to get in there and get a foot bath and let them poke around at me, you know?
I'm surprised, you know, the way you and Katie have been going. She got you the big Russian abuse massage. Are you ticklish, Dave?
Oh, I'm very ticklish. That's why I haven't gotten a proper massage other than that BDSM session I had a few months ago. That lady beat the shit out of me.
Yeah, you were saying she got at you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you should give it a shot, you know?
Yeah, maybe I'll look at
it. I had one once. It felt unnecessary for me.
What do you mean? Just because you weren't sore at the time? You didn't do enough physical labor to warrant a massage?
I meant the pedicure.
Oh, the pedicure. I thought you meant a massage. I thought you meant you had a massage that you didn't really deserve.
No, I got a pedicure, and I was just like, well, that was nice, but I couldn't. I'm going to go get my ears waxed again, maybe today.
Ears
That's
waxed?
That's the thing I do now. Yeah. Like they're all fuzzy. You know?
Yeah, the inside or like the outer rim? I have, the outer rim is just, it's constant maintenance. Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah, that's something.
Slap some hot wax in there like
okay.
Like you're filling up a Butterbell. And you just yank it right out.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Oh, man. Well, good times, buddy. So you're done for the year.
Yeah, dude. It's.
How was Bakersfield?
It's great. Bakersfield was good, man.
Did you go to the Kern oil field like I suggested, looking at all those old derricks?
Buddy, I got in. I landed a half hour before the show started.
Really?
Left at 8 a.m. the next day.
Ooh, man, that's cutting it close. Was the flight on time, or were you delayed?
No, it was on time. I was just, it's a closer call than I would normally schedule, but yeah. I was going for it. I made the call. The shows were fun, though.
Okay.
The Well Comedy Club. They got a fun little spot they're getting going over there. So
yeah.
I'm rooting for them.
Yeah, I enjoyed my time over there.
And, and then up in San Francisco, it's so weird now with, like, how there's driverless cars, but then they're set against this backdrop of a city that still can look very early 1900s in areas.
What do you mean, driverless cars?
I just got driverless cars up there.
I can deduce what that means, but that's a thing now up there?
Yeah. Like cabs and stuff.
Really?
I mean, there's not a ton of them, but you see them. They got all the cameras on the top. I saw one. I think there was a guy in it, like monitoring it. But you see them with all the cameras on the top. So there's all this, you know, not future anymore. Current technology deployed throughout the city.
Wow.
As you were going to talk about in one of the subjects for today.
Yeah. I was going to get to the. There's that story where the San Francisco PD is going to start using robots to maybe, like on SWAT call-outs, to handle dangerous situations. And That just seems like that's opening up a whole can of worms.
I saw the headline for that, like, San Francisco is going to deploy killer robots. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm not even clicking on this.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't as interesting as the headline would lead you to believe.
No, it was like, this is, you want me to do this. That's what I got home and Rachel did all the AI art that you could do now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the stuff like you're going to see it all over Instagram.
Oh, yes. Week. Making everybody look beautiful.
Yeah, but it's what that represents. I'm like, right away, I'm like, I don't want to see this. I really don't want my face put in it.
What does that represent?
It's just, they're now documenting your face, which they're doing anyway. Yeah. And I have clear, like, I let them scan my eyes so I can get into the airport faster.
Hmm.
But just, first off, it's like, I think it's, you know, put it this way. What if robots start making comedy that's just as good as what we're doing?
Well, I don't think it would be, too difficult.
But that's what I'm saying. What if people are like, I could just put a thing I want to hear jokes about into a machine and it'll give it to me.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, they're writing scripts now. I'm seeing that.
But that's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like what it represents. Not like I know it's silly now, but I don't like what it means for what's coming. And maybe I'm just being, you know, uninformed and scared about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do I sound like an anti-vaxxer now, but I'm just anti-AI art because of the implications?
No, I agree, man. Like, the whole facial recognition thing, like, it's just, I feel like this phrase is overused, but it does seem like a slippery slope. Like, where's this going to head?
It's a slippery, slippery slope out there, buddy.
Man, we, speaking of feet and fallen arches, we both watched this a few weeks ago, and we forgot to talk about it. What's going on with Cat Williams' shoes in his latest special?
We really, it's just AI art. It's a slippery slope as far as technology invading our lives. Speaking of feet, what's up with Cat Williams' shoes?
What the fuck? And he never addressed it. He's clearly wearing shoes that have to be about five sizes too big for him. Five sizes.
I'm looking. Well,
it's so funny looking. Is that the weirdest form of like overcompensating? Like, dude, you're 5'6". No one expects you to have size 15 feet, dude.
Are you talking about the newest special?
I don't know if it's the newest one. It's the one we were watching a few weeks ago. The one where he's wearing like a silver custom suit.
Yeah, that's the newest one. Not as good as the other ones.
He's got these Chuck Taylors, these like custom looking Chucks. That have got to be size 14s or 15s. And he's a diminutive little fella. Who are you fooling?
He is a tiny little man. And I think it probably is. I'm going to wear big shoes. I think that's probably it. He's crazy. Like, he's a crazy person. Not like he's wild. I mean, like, he's crazy.
It was distracting. I couldn't focus on the material because I was too distracted by the stupid-ass shoes. I've never seen...
I just saw somebody in public like that, too, where I was like, my man, you are not. This is not.
Like, I get maybe putting lifts in your shoes. Like, I mean, I don't condone it, but, like, I could see that. Like, but who gives a shit what size your feet are? Especially,
how tall you think? I'm gonna look up how tall.
If I had to guess, I'd say he's 5'5".
All right, I'm being honest with you. I'm not putting enter yet.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying 5'5"?
Yeah, just. I mean, I've never seen him in person, but.
Me neither. I'm just guessing too. I haven't put it in yet. By the way, I wrote how tall is Cat Williams into Google. Second one, how tall is Cat Williams' wife? How old is Cat Williams? What's Cat Williams' net worth? Is Cat Williams really a pimp? Yes, he is. He sure is, Google. All right. You're saying 5'5"? I'm just, for to keep it interesting, I'm going to say 5. I'm trying to think. I'm 5. I'm going to say 5'3".
5'3"?
I think you're right, but I'm saying 5'3" just to make it interesting.
Okay.
Let's go. 5'5".
5'5". And just
5'5".
Anatomically,
five, eight,
it five, doesn't
eight,
make
depending
sense.
Depending on the hair.
Yeah. Doesn't make sense
ice,
that your shoes would
ice
be
cube.
That big.
Ice Cube, 5'8". Ice Cube's just as tall as we are.
Huh.
How tall are you, Dave?
I'm 5'8 and a half, but I say 5'9 because, you know, when I wear shoes, it boosts me up another half inch. So, and that's about walking around height, you know?
You don't throw half inches when you're done growing.
I round up.
When you're 14, you can start, well, I'm this and a half. You're a grown man and you throw a half inch in there? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, man.
How tall is this 53-year-old man? Well, I'm 5'9 and a quarter. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, man. But, yeah, that's just so bizarre. What a weird form of, like, a Napoleon complex. Like, my
how tall is
weird
Kevin
little
Hart?
Feet.
Now I'm just looking up how tall are black comedians. That's all I'm doing now.
That's funny that we're talking about height because a while ago I couldn't remember if Louis Anderson had died or not because I was just watching Coming to America, and God, he was so funny in that. So I Googled him to see if he died, and I forgot that he had died earlier this year, and it said he was 5'7", and I just assumed he was a lot taller than that because in Baskets, like he towers over everyone. Like in Baskets, he seems like he's about 6'3". But
well, it might be movie magic. They might give him a Tom Cruise lift. This paragraph is great. This is from CheatSheet.com. Although he may have claimed 5'5", he's actually 5'4" and a half, if CelebHeights.com is to be believed. CelebHeights.com. Somebody went on GoDaddy and bought that website.
That's funny.
Kevin Hart. 5'2".
5'2", wow.
Yeah, you got, I mean, that explains a lot.
That explains
a lot about Kevin Hart's personality.
There was this photo going around a couple of years ago. It was viral in the baseball community. I forgot the guy's name. It's a player for the Dodgers. Ian...
So, I'm not going to.
Yeah. Anyway, but there's a photograph of him doing a post game interview with a female reporter, and the female reporter was pretty tall, especially for a lady. She was probably 5'10", 5'11", and this dude's standing on like an apple box.
Yeah.
During the post game interview, and you know, presumably they were shooting him from the waist up, so you know wouldn't reveal his little trick. But like, how insecure do you have to be to stand on a fucking box to be interviewed just because the lady interviewing you is taller than you? Who gives a shit?
I mean, they might have just done that for the shot.
Oh,
because think about it. Like, our camera's set up to interview somebody 3 feet away or 4 feet away from the camera. Now you got this. Now they got to move the camera way back.
Yeah, but fuck that. If you stand on a box. No, I'm not standing on a box. I'd go the other way. But you're like, no, fucking just shoot me the way it is. I'm not going to stand on a box just to... You know, make the lady take her shoes off.
Better for that guy. Is being a tiny guy in baseball advantageous?
No, not really. It's not advantageous, but it's also not a disadvantage. Baseball is one of the only sports that height doesn't really matter. I mean, it can help you.
I mean,
but
power. Yeah, power. I mean, like football. Yeah, you don't want to be that guy.
But yeah, I mean, the MVP a few years ago was the shortest guy in the league. This guy for the Astros, Jose Altuve, who later went on to be a cheater. I don't know if you know the whole thing with the Astros cheating, but there was a rumor that during that whole thing that he was wearing some sort of electronic thing under his clothes that was tipping him off what pitches were coming. And then one game, I think it was a postseason game, he had a walk-off home run. And I guess previously they used to, you know, when you have like the celebration, sometimes they'd rip each other's shirts off, and he was like telling everybody, "Don't rip my shirt off, don't rip my shirt off." And everybody was like, that's odd. And then later it came out that they were all cheating. They were like, I wonder if that's why he didn't want them to rip his shirt off. But yeah, anyway, he's a great ball player. He's like 5'6", and he was like the best player in the league.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's a couple. There was another guy 10, 15 years ago. There's a guy for Boston, Dustin Pedroia, who was like 5'6", 5'7". He was the MVP. So, yeah, baseball's one of the few sports where height doesn't really matter.
Is there – what other sports? Obviously, jockeys are good. You got to be a little guy.
Soccer, you know.
For the horses.
Messi, the guy for Argentina, he's like literally one of the best players in the world. He's like 5'7".
Oh, yeah. You watching any World Cup?
I'm trying to. Yeah, I get into it. I like the fact that it's, you know, every 4 years I can kind of get into it. But and I played soccer growing up, so
everybody played soccer.
I was pretty good. Have I ever talked about this? They used to, like, I was in the newspaper every week. They would cover Little League soccer in my hometown.
In the Woodstock, Georgia. What was the Woodstock Weekly?
The Cherokee Tribune. But imagine the poor writer that got assigned that beat. Oh, I got to cover stupid Little League soccer. Yeah, but it was always a big deal.
Start somewhere, man.
But, like, who gives a shit? I mean, it was neat. We were all like, wow, I'm in the paper. Yeah, I scored 9 goals in one game one time. I was like,
were you? This is where I'm not trying to discredit you right now, Dave, but I remember when I played soccer as a youth, I couldn't give less of a fuck.
Oh, I could.
So
I was all about
were
it.
You, that's what I'm saying. Did you score 9 goals against an astonishing defense and
no.
You were that superior? Or is it just a bunch of other 7-year-olds going, yeah, we're cheering for you too, buddy. We just like to see you happy, you know?
Yeah, no, the competition wasn't too stiff. But I did go on to play like, what do we call it? Classic soccer. It was like a traveling team. And when I was like 12 and 13 for 2 years, I played on this classic team in Cobb County, Georgia. And we would every weekend, we'd travel all over the Southeast. And, you know, we'd go down to Florida. We'd go up to Tennessee, just all over and play all these other traveling squads.
Right.
But, yeah, I was quite a little player until I then I got into middle school and traded soccer for baseball. Then I became obsessed with baseball. But
yeah, it was really only the children of immigrants stuck with soccer.
Yeah. But yeah, it is
really, only the Italian dads really kept them in it.
Yeah, I'm trying to watch this World Cup, but there's just been so many, and it's the low hanging fruit. But like, you watch a game for 90 minutes. So many of these games have been 0-0. Okay, and it, like, I think now in the advanced rounds they'll do overtime and then penalty kicks. But like that first round, if it's 0-0 at the end of the game, it's a draw. How boring is that?
It is. I mean, like, the athleticism of soccer is pretty.
Oh, it's incredible!
Amazing. Like, your constant motion.
Yeah, and what's crazy too is soccer is one of the few sports. Zero chubby dudes. Like, there's chubby dudes in baseball.
Oh, you can't be. Cannot be.
There obviously chubby dudes in football. Even in basketball, you'll see a couple of chubby dudes here and there, but like every one of those soccer players got like 5% body fat. Because yeah, you're constantly running.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry.
When I was coming up too, for some reason, it always seemed like the cooler kids, and I'm not saying this because I was, but the cooler kids played soccer, meaning like a lot of the skate kids, there was a lot of crossover from like skate kids and band musician kids that would play soccer. Like, they just had a different style and swagger to them than all the dirty little crumb snatchers playing baseball.
Crumb snatchers. I've never heard that, and it sounds racist. I know it's not, but it sounds like it could be racist.
Just dirty little feral children. But like, all the cool kids were playing soccer. They had the cool haircuts and the cool shorts.
We don't hang out behind the strip mall. That's where the crumb snatchers live.
Oh, man. Oh, we haven't spoken on air since Thanksgiving, dude. How you feeling?
Oh, yeah. When did we record last?
Several weeks ago. Yeah, there's a lot has gone down since we last
spoke. Oh, yeah. Let's discuss everything. Yeah, I guess if it's been that long.
Yeah. You sound like you didn't have a very good Thanksgiving.
No. Has it been that long?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought we recorded last week.
No, we recorded like 3 weeks ago.
Okay, yeah.
You know,
so
we put a couple in the can for, you know.
Okay, had a fun run at Indianapolis Helium and then Fort Wayne, and then thank you to everybody in the Canadiensgiving shows.
How were those?
Those were great.
Yeah?
They were great, yeah. It was one of those, like, I got to start booking softer openers, man.
Yeah.
I got to go up at the end. I'm like, what have I done to myself?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I booked a comedy festival I wanted to see and then forgot I had to go up at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I realized I was looking like real dog shit the last few weeks. Like, unshaven, overgrown mustache, hadn't cut my hair in months. I just cut my hair today. Like, I was looking back. I'm like, yeah, I look bad. I was looking like bad shape.
You shaved the beard down, though, right? You shaved the beard and left the stash?
Yeah. So it's all grown. We're going back to norm. I was okay. Trying to do a thing, and mm-hmm. it's not. I don't have the capabilities to do the thing.
What do you mean? You don't have the chin?
I'm just calling it phase two, and I was going to, like, I wanted to do slick back hair. I know it's bald. I know. Uh-huh. But I was going to do slick back over the, not to trick anybody, but just like
that's,
a weird.
That's what I'm doing.
Kind of slicking it back.
Mm-hmm. And I got like this, I got a bald spot, so it looks like I'm trying to do a backwards comb over, but like I don't give a shit. I'm enjoying my long hair.
And that's the thing. But you don't have like a bald, like, I mean, I don't have a bald spot.
It's pretty thin.
I'm bald.
Yeah.
I have an insulting amount of hair left on the top of my head. Like, I would rather it be none
mm-hmm.
or more. But this middle, wispy, like, it just floats around up there like seaweed. Like, it's just not, there's no uniformity to it. It's just blowing, doing its own thing. So I was like, all right, it's all going to go.
Mm-hmm.
But so anyway, so yeah, I had a great time, and then whole family was coming out to Portland. My sister and her girlfriend coming up from Los Angeles. My aunt and her friend come down from Seattle, and my folks were flying. I flew on the same flight as them on Thanksgiving Day. Got in Thanksgiving Day. I was like, oh, I'd been kind of running myself ragged out drinking everything. A little bit of a cough. I'm like, let's be on the safe side. Fucking COVID. So I stayed in a hotel all for the whole 4-day weekend.
The whole family came out and you were trapped in a hotel.
But which even, like, at least that everybody was here and so they did all get to hang out. Like, it was a bummer that I didn't get to hang out with them, but they were all hanging out with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was my folks that had to fly the furthest. But they still had fun. It was just mm-hmm. a bummer I didn't hang out with them. Here, you know what? I'm going to gripe again, Dave.
Go for it.
I left my Nintendo Switch controller in the hotel, and I know I left it in there. And I called right as soon as I checked out, and I got home because there's a hotel in town. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I left it in this room. They're like, well, we'll talk to housekeeping. I'm like, just go look for it. It's in there right now. I can tell you it's in there right now. Oh, we didn't see it. I'm like, bullshit, you didn't see it. Called again. Like, well, somebody's in the room now. They fucking stole it.
Really? You think they jacked it?
Of course. What else are they going to do with it?
And you're positive.
I called three times and left my name and phone number.
Hmm.
Taking these businesses down.
Man, that sucks.
Hilton Garden Inn.
How long were you in the hotel? Quarantined?
Thursday to Monday morning.
Oh, man. Just by yourself?
I mean, it wasn't terrible.
Did you go out in public, do anything?
No. I mean, I went and picked up some food with a mask on and everything.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's boring.
I ate good. Yeah. That's the thing. Here.
What'd you eat on Thanksgiving alone?
Well, here's the thing. It's not a woe is me story. Mm-hmm. Had my shots, had my boosters. Honestly, the one day I felt more congested than the others. Otherwise, I felt fine the whole time. It was like pissing me off because I would take the tests, and it would still every day I would take a test, it would come up positive. I'm like, I feel fine. But that's like lucky me, you know, that it didn't make me feel like shit. Taste of Sichuan over here, Beaverton. Good stuff. Was getting into that. And was like, you know what? You're going to be in this room for a while. Order some weird stuff. Don't order safe. Order weird stuff.
Yeah.
I forgot what I got. Oh, something. It was like shredded potatoes, with shredded jalapenos in them.
Okay.
And like an oil, and like a kind of like a light oil.
Huh.
I explained it to Rachel, and she's like, oh, so like hash browns. I'm like, okay, yes, it was hash browns, but it wasn't grilled. It was like, I'm going to find it. I look up this menu item. It was something brand new to me, and it excited me, Dave.
I didn't know Asians fucked with potatoes. I never seen a potato. I've eaten a lot of Chinese
again,
food.
Again, there's nothing racist about what you just said, but for some reason, it does sound accusatory. I don't know, Asians fuck with potatoes.
They don't fuck with cheese. I've never seen any cheese in a Chinese joint.
No, and I think that's a, is it some, well, I'd say is that something to do with like a cow, but then you can get beef.
Yeah.
I know, yeah, cheese does not show up. I'm going to find this. I'm going to find this item for you right now.
Unless you're at a Chinese buffet and you get the imitation crab meat with the cheese melted on top. That seems to be very popular.
I don't think that has anything to do with.
Yeah, I think that's
Chinese people. Hey, I was just, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find these things. I want to find what it's all about. Shredded potato with sliced green chili peppers. That's just what it's called.
Huh.
But it was a hot dish, but like very, like hash brown style shredded potatoes. Uh-huh. But it was in like an oil, like cooked in an oil.
Interesting. But not like crispy.
No. Which you would think makes it almost sound kind of gross, but it's more like how like scallop potatoes are.
Yeah.
Except there's no sauce.
Hmm.
It's hard. I don't know how to describe food in a way that makes it sound appealing, but trust me, it was good.
Okay. Dude,
so I went
I've,
there a couple times, and uh-huh. I went, I forget what else. I got a deep dish pizza that I ate all in one sitting. I'm like, I clearly have not lost my sense of taste.
That, what? You ate a whole deep dish in one sitting?
It wasn't, it wasn't like a full, like, Lou Malnati's. Like, it was maybe a 10-inch. I was sad. I wanted to eat it. I ate 3/4 of it. I ate 45 minutes of it, and then a little while later, I ate the last 15.
Oh,
sliced
man.
Pizza, I always like to describe in terms of time.
Oh, man. Working overtime today.
Yeah. And then, ooh, Dave, I got more food news for you.
Okay, because I got some food news coming up. So, yeah, let's get into it.
You're going to be excited about this one.
Okay.
First off, we decided that we got to start going in more restaurant, like newer restaurants, trying new stuff.
Yeah.
Went to a place called EEM, all right? EEM. E-E-M.
E-E-M.
I think that's what. Thai barbecue restaurant.
Okay.
So we went over there last week. I got my vegetable dish. It was very good. I think I got a curry or some such. Rachel got... I never heard of white curry before. Never heard of white curry. You got your green, yellow, red, masamam, Penang. Heard of all those.
White curry, that's just potato soup.
You'd think.
Uh-huh.
White curry with brisket.
Ooh, okay.
And she just, she's eating it and she just says, she doesn't say like, oh, this is good. She goes, something special is going on over here. And I'm like, all right, let me get a taste off of that.
Uh-huh.
It's burnt end brisket.
What?
From a place called, do you ever go to Matt's Barbecue up here?
No. Unfamiliar.
So Rachel's brother's big into barbecue. Uh-huh. I think you guys were talking. I don't know.
I don't think like I've met making, her brother.
He was going... Okay, he was going all over. Like, he's into it, too. You guys should discuss.
Mm-hmm.
I had a piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've decided I'm going to give myself, for Christmas and my birthday, a trip to Matt's Barbecue.
Do it, buddy. Do it.
I think I got to... I've been, like, feeling this urge lately.
Yeah, tell me about it. Story
I'm
of my life.
I'm smelling foot. Yeah, well, but you give into it, Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
See, you're like the guy who would be a serial killer, but you'll just choke out a squirrel here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And that keeps you at bay.
Yeah, I got a bloodlust.
Yeah, I'm just, I don't have a bloodlust, but I'm just like, I would like to go to a place that does right by how they're cooking it, you know? Mm-hmm. I think I need a night out of barbecue. Oh, sorry, man, to the listeners that might feel disappointed in me. I'm a believer that we cannot let perfect be the enemy of good. And I think I will, you know, I'm holding to it, but I still like all the meat dishes.
Yeah.
You know? So I think I got to go out. And so her brother's like, no, the best place you can go to barbecue in Portland is Matt's Barbecue. That's the barbecue that this Thai place is also affiliated with them. So the barbecue that's in the Thai food is from Matt's Barbecue.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's a good move.
So that's why. So this piece of this burnt end, this brisket burnt end that was in the curry that I tasted is from this Matt's Barbecue.
Okay, outsourcing it. I like that because, yeah, you can't expect a Thai place to spend all the time to make their own smoked brisket.
No, so it's their affiliations. Oh, so I got a break. I'm going to do it.
I'm excited for you, buddy. I'm tempted
to hope it doesn't send me over the edge, you know.
I'm tempted to fly up there and be a part of that with you, man. This is big.
Part of me's thinking like, all right, next time I'm down there, let's go to like, I gotta try that. What's the one you're talking about? Heritage, or what's the one that San Juan Capistrano?
Yeah, Heritage. Yeah, insane. Speaking of which, you know, was sitting atop my barbecue power rankings.
Yeah. I've been watching the pictures. You are in Texas right now.
Yeah.
And I've been seeing the dispatches on Instagram, Dave.
I think everybody's got to take one step down the ladder because we got a new king.
Really?
Yeah, man. And this isn't just recency. What do they say in football? Recency bias? The team you've seen the most frequently or the most recently is the one you're most impressed with.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Dude, I think we got a new number one. I went to Goldie's Barbecue in Fort Worth yesterday.
Texas,
and,
okay.
Oh, boy. And I know Katie and a lot of other people accuse me of hyperbole. You know, oh, everything's the greatest. Everything's the best.
You really don't have a lot of mid-range.
Yeah. I either love it or hate it. This is probably the best barbecue I've ever had. And no disrespect to everybody else on the list. Heritage, former number one. I think they edge them out just barely. This was something special. I got brisket. Okay. I got ribs. Even the sides. I will say, without a doubt, the best potato salad I've ever had. Best potato salad. Without a doubt, yeah. I've ever had. They had creamy, cheesy jalapeno grits, cheddar jalapeno grits.
Okay.
Insane. But the brisket and pork ribs. They were out of sausage. I wanted to get some of that sausage, but they had sold out of that. Recently, they got voted by Texas Monthly Magazine. Every 4 years, kind of like the Olympics for the World Cup, Texas Monthly Magazine will do their rankings. I think they do like the top 50. And
4 years. Okay.
Yeah, just a few years, just a few months ago, Goldie's got number one in Texas Monthly Magazine, and which is saying a lot because I mean, there's so much great barbecue in Texas. I'm looking at my power rankings right now, and three out of the top 10 are in Fort Worth alone. And but yeah, I think Goldie's is the new king. It was just unfucking believable how good this was. And we got there just in time. I went with my buddy Brian Breckenridge. By the way, speaking of openers, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Had a great show last night in Fort Worth at Hyenas. Yeah. Shout out to Brian Breckenridge, who hosted, and he and I went to Goldie's together. But also Joey Johnson, Scott Crisp, and Steve Gammel. Jesus Christ, they put the heat on me. Talk about
it. Nice.
Take it easy, fellas. Come on. But yeah, just everybody just destroyed in front of me. And so, yeah, real fun show. But, yeah, Goldie's Barbecue, Fort Worth. It's actually right outside of Fort Worth, and I'm probably mispronouncing it, a little community called Kennedale. But, yeah, kind of southwest or southeast of the city. And Yeah, just, I don't know.
Shows
what,
have been good, though. Like, you're oh, doing yeah. good shows.
Shows have been great. Been having a lot of fun. Was in Lafayette, Louisiana earlier this week, which...
JP's.
Oh, yeah, JP. JP Leonard, shout out. Had a fun show at Club 337. Same place we played together about a year ago.
Yeah.
Man, as much as I love barbecue, I think Cajun food is my number one. Like, and specifically Boudin. I normally, when I'm in Scott, Louisiana, is just right down the road from Lafayette. And Scott is like the...
I think you do have this recency bias.
Oh, yeah. Scott is
I think you do.
the Boudin capital of the world. And I always go to this place called The Best Stop. And they have just incredible Boudin. I always get the smoked Boudin, which is just insane. But I went to a new place. Who am I kidding? I went to Scott's on the first day, and on the second day I went to a new place, new for me. I think they've been there a while, called Billy's Boudin. And, dude, I had even though I like Scott's Best Stop smoked Boudin better, but Billy's has pepper jack fried Boudin balls. And it's Boudin in a little ball that's been breaded and fried, but they put pepper jack cheese in there. One of the best things I've ever eaten in my life. Just orgasmic. And they also have, they're famous for their cracklins. Ugh. Their cracklins, dude. I've never been a huge fan of like traditional, just like prepackaged pork rinds. It always kind of tastes like salty styrofoam to me. But these cracklins, they make them fresh. And it's like, you probably haven't had like pork belly burnt ends. That's a big thing in barbecue now. You get the pork belly, and you chop it up into little cubes, and then you smoke it. But with the burnt ends, you get like the top layer is kind of the fatty part, and the bottom layer is the meat. Well, this is basically a kind of a fried version of that. Rather than a smoked pork belly burnt end, they chop them up and they deep fry them, and then you got this fresh, hot, seasoned crackling, and they're bite size, and the top layer is like this soft, kind of crunchy, not too crunchy, but it's got some, it's pliable, it's this soft little fat layer, and then the bottom is the skin, and which is a little, it's kind of crispy and crunchy, and without a doubt, like my favorite new like salty snack. Like if you're in the mood for like potato chips or pretzels or something like that, If you're anywhere that has fresh cracklins, oh damn! Got a bag.
This,
of,
what, oh. All right. Well, this I'm on the Matt's Barbecue page. They have pork belly burnt ends, double smoked and tossed in mustard and brown sugar.
Mm, mm, mm.
They got something called an armadillo egg.
Okay.
It's basically a Scotch egg,
ooh,
but it's a jalapeno popper wrapped in sausage and smoked.
Ooh. Okay.
Now, this is... I need you to clarify this.
Uh-huh. Because
this sounds like some Flintstone shit.
Okay.
Beef rib.
Uh-huh.
Final price, $25 to $40 per bone?
Yeah. Yeah. That's
and
about right.
And one bone can feed up to 1 to 3 people.
Yeah. Beef ribs, that's kind of the gold standard right now in Texas-style barbecue. And... Goldie's had them, but they were sold out. But they were going for $35 a pound.
Okay, this place is Friday, Saturday only. You got to make a beef rib reservation. Mm-hmm. You got to make a reservation just for that bone.
Yeah, yeah, beef rib. That's what I get at the Park's Finest in L.A., the Filipino barbecue place. They have always on the menu. They have smoked beef ribs. Actually, it's a short rib, which I'm still a little unclear on all the differences. But yeah, it's like 35, 40 bucks a pound. And like one rib, one bone is usually like over a pound, like a pound and a quarter, sometimes a pound and a half. So they, they always, when you order it, they always clarify like it's market price. So, you know, it's going to be, I'm like, yeah, I know. Bring it on.
All right. I wasn't familiar. That's why I was looking at it like $25 to $40 per bone. I'm like, I've had ribs.
Yeah. Yeah. No, these are
you get a rack of ribs.
These are like the big dinosaur bones. Just, stuff. Good stuff. But yeah, man. Ate my way through Louisiana. Had a whole bunch of Boudin, some cracklins. Oh, and then got another potential entry on the top 10 power rankings. And there's let me clarify. There's an exception. There's a place called Leroy and Lewis in Austin. And by the way, I did a show, when was it? Friday night, I was in Bryan, Texas, which is right next door to College Station, Texas, which is where Texas A&M is at. And I had two different people bring me barbecue. And I felt like I was cheating on my girlfriend or something. Because, you know, I had two different people, like, put forth the effort to go and acquire and bring barbecue to me. So shout out to those folks. And this one couple came all the way from Austin, which I think is about an hour and a half. Okay. But in Austin is a great place that I've never been to called Leroy and Lewis. If anybody follows Chud's Barbecue YouTube channel, there's this dude named Bradley Chud's? Robertson. Yeah. Chud's Barbecue, this dude's like the barbecue Jedi. This guy knows his shit. But he used to work at Leroy and Lewis, which I've always heard about. Supposed to be amazing. I had Leroy and Lewis brought to me, and I brought it back to the hotel. I didn't have a microwave, so I ate it cold, and it had been, you know, it had traveled, and it still was insane. I had smoked beef cheek and sausage and hash and rice. And oh my God. So even cold and surviving all that travel would definitely probably break the top 10. I'm not going to put it in there yet because I feel like I owe it to Leroy and Lewis to go and have the real experience myself. But
sure, give it the justice it deserves.
Incredible, incredible barbecue. But yeah, I'm kind of like the fat Tommy Chong now. Like, people are coming to my shows, and instead of smoking me out, they just bring barbecue. Like, yeah, we want to eat pork ribs with Dave Stone, so here you go, bud. But yeah, I was flattered. But yeah, two different people brought me barbecue at that show. And yeah, man.
Let me ask you this. How are you feeling?
I feel great.
All right. I figure, like, I just wanted to check.
No, I know I'm painting quite a picture here. But believe it or not, other than the multiple meals I've already described on this show, I have been eating fairly healthy. I've been doing a lot of salads. I've been trying to stick to the keto. I've been working out every day because I knew it was just going to be chaos once I got to Louisiana and Texas. But yeah, man, it's
somebody's got to.
Oh no, I know.
At this point, you're like somebody swimming the English Channel. Like, you need somebody in the boat next to you to take your vitals. Making sure you're still okay to continue.
Oh, but yeah, man, if I, in a parallel universe, I would move to Texas or Louisiana just for the food. Of course, I guess it's good that I don't live here because, yeah, I probably would be dead by now. But
maybe that's why it's your calling, is to put that food into the world.
So much good food, dude. But yeah. Shout out to my new friend. Guess who came to my show last night? This totally caught me off guard. I don't know these guys' faces, but we've talked a lot recently about the Vandaliers. Travis from the Vandaliers was at my show last night, the fiddle player.
And, hell yeah, man. He's a good time.
Dude, nice dude. And I am such a fan of their band. And it's it's refreshing and fun to get, like, excited about meeting someone. Like, I feel like at my age and being in show business myself, you're like, all right, who are you? You know, but I was almost like a schoolgirl. I was like, oh my God, you're in the Vandaliers? And just a super cool dude. And somebody was tweeting at him. I think they might have tagged Boogie Monster or something. But I think my buddy Brian, who produced the show last night, kind of knows some of those guys. And I think maybe he tweeted at him a few days ago inviting them, because I guess a lot of them live in the Fort Worth, Dallas area.
Yeah, they're Dallas. There's Dallas guys.
But they were like, he tweeted, I'm like, hey, Dave Stones, he's a fan. He's playing at Hyenas. You know, you guys are on the guest list. And somebody in the band responded like, oh, well, we're just getting off a tour that day.
Yeah.
I guess they just got home Sunday, the day of my show. And I didn't chime in, but I'm thinking there's no fucking way these guys are coming to the show if they're just getting home from tour. I wouldn't, you know, like, I mean, it takes a lot for me to get out of the house several days after I get home.
Yeah.
So I just, you know,
I agree with that.
I was like, yeah, I appreciate you, you know, extending the invite, but these guys aren't going to show. And sure enough, Travis, the fiddle player, he was at the show, and we talked a little bit after the show. And man, just like I said a couple weeks ago, that new album, just absolute bangers all the way through. But
fiddle player doesn't have to worry about loading the heavy gear in.
Yeah, that's
he's probably a little more refreshed at the end of a tour than the other guys loading cabinets or drum kits in.
Probably so. But so that was quite a treat, you know, getting to meet him and hang out with him and talk a little music and talking, you know, some alt country and talking about how they were on tour recently with the old 97s, who I know that, you know, we're all fans of. And they've also been touring with this dude who I'm a big fan of, Joshua Ray Walker. He's kind of blowing up in the alt country world, just fantastic stuff. But yeah, so it was great to see Travis come out. So that was nice. And just a fun show all around. Like I said, that was the same show that everybody in front of me, just killers, all those local guys there in Fort Worth, Dallas. So, or Dallas, Fort Worth. But yeah.
They get angry if you say it out of order.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I got to do it properly. But yeah, it's been a good run so far. Just a lot of driving. So much driving. And Little Rock was fun. It was a light turnout because leave it to me to book the same city on the same night that Nate Bargatze was playing a goddamn basketball arena. So thanks a lot, Nate.
But, yeah.
Not that we have a huge crossover, but probably a little bit of crossover there between Nate and I.
Yeah, they're down home type of fella. I did that when I got to Honolulu, and then Tom Segura was at some I don't know, playing a mountaintop somewhere. And I'm like, well, don't forget to come to the room between the bathrooms and the pool table to see me. In case you didn't get Segura tickets on time.
Yeah.
Where were you at, Vino's?
Yeah, Vino's with my buddy, our buddy Chris Pierce. Just a giant of a man. He's bigger than ever. Just a powerlifting Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt, now pro wrestler.
Yeah.
This dude, he was telling me all his recent wrestling stories. And he's an inspiration, man. I like Chris. He's 37 and was just like, hey, this is something I've always wanted to do. I'm going to be a fucking pro wrestler now.
Now, okay, when you say pro wrestler, it means the type of, like, sports entertainment type
Yes,
wrestling.
Sports entertainment. Even though he does coach actual grappling, like high school style wrestling.
No, those guys come from athletic. Yeah. This isn't a criticism of it, but like the title of like I'm into pro wrestling. But then if you just start doing it, you're not pro.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I don't know if he's
getting like the term
paid porn, to do this.
Like, it's a hack joke of like a porn star. Like, you're not all stars.
Yeah, yeah.
You happen to participate in this thing.
Sports entertainment.
But I didn't know if there's a term to call like, oh, he's into wrestling. And you're like, oh, Greco-Roman or sequins and storylines, you know?
It's sequins and storylines. And it's I've been seeing some of the stuff he's posting, which is it's really wild. Funny. It's him and his buddy. They do their podcast together. Shout out to Death Metal Dicks. But they're called the Hell Patrol. And I was such a funny video. I don't know if this is like part of their shtick that they do it every match, but there was one video where Chris is outside the ring and his opponent is up inside the ring and they're jawing at each other. And then eventually Chris just grabs a Bud Light, a full Bud Light, and just throws it at the guy.
Can or bottle?
Can, but it was full. Okay, full but opened and just hurls a fucking, but hits a guy in the chest. And the Hell Patrol, but yeah.
They look like it's their theme is pure chaos.
Yeah. But yeah, Chris is an interesting dude, man. I really like him, and we had a good time. Wasn't a huge turnout, but we had a good time regardless. So I always like that venue. That's just such a cool spot there.
Yeah.
In Little Rock. But yeah, so let's see. Lafayette, Bryan, Texas, Little Rock, and then Fort Worth last night. And I'm off for a couple days. Then I got Albuquerque on Wednesday, Trinidad, Colorado on Thursday, and I wrap it up Manitou Springs, Colorado on Friday. And I'm staying around an extra day because the same venue I'm doing in Manitou Springs, the next night, Mike Cooley of the Drive-By Truckers is coming and doing a solo show. So I got to see that.
Oh, yeah, I was going to see them in a couple weeks up here.
Yeah, now is it them or is it just Patterson Hood Solo?
Oh, I thought they were doing two nights up here. Let me look.
Yeah, I think I looked at that. I think it's just Patterson Hood, which is still a great show, but not quite the event that the whole Truckers would be.
Doug for upcoming.
That is a beautiful venue up there, though.
Shows. They got. Let's see who's coming up here. I'm looking. Sorry, everybody.
That's all right.
Oh, it buddy. Is Patterson Hood.
Yeah.
I'll still go see it.
Yeah, he's great.
I got nothing to do. I'm just around now.
So what you going to do for the next few weeks now that you... I mean, dude, your schedule the last 6 months has just been crazy.
I haven't been home for 7 days in a row since August.
Really? Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, I forget. When was it? Yeah, August was when I had a couple times. I was around town for a couple weeks. I don't know, man. I'm probably just going to get ripped.
What's the weather like? Can you get out and get rad?
Sucks. Nah, it's cold.
Does he? How cold is he?
I'm in the gym training, dude.
Are you? You
went training. I don't know what I'm training for, but I'm getting ripped. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get ripped.
What have you been doing in the gym?
I told you I do some of the ups and downs.
Uh-huh.
A couple of the pull waggles.
The pull waggles.
Couple of spinnies. Okay. Couple of spinnies. Couple tosses.
I've got some new.
I do some of the squeeze boxes.
Squeeze boxes. I got some new kettlebell exercises I've been doing. I brought two different kettlebells with me on this run, and I've been doing them every day. But yeah, this one new circuit I've been doing, where you get on the ground on your knees, and so I'll take like the 40-pound kettlebell. So I'm on my knees, and you go behind your back. So you take it like you hold it in your left hand. And you go around your back and hand it off to your right hand, and then you just do like a shoulder press for 2 reps. So 1 rep around, 2 reps up and down shoulder press, and that counts as 1. So you know,
is that exercise just invented by a guy who does rotator cuff surgery?
I don't know, but I think the premise of it, you being on your knees, it's supposed to engage your core a little more than if you were just standing upright. So, and you can definitely feel it.
Us talking about exercise.
After
boy,
talking
hey,
about
hey, listeners, if you thought we were uninformed about government operations and the supernatural, listen to Chubbo and the Twink tell you how to get in shape.
Oh my God. Chubbo and the Twink.
Listen to us tell you what you should do to get in shape.
Now see what I do. I've been combining my kettlebells with my Boudin, so I've been pressing Boudin balls instead of kettlebells.
I don't do cardio, but I hold my breath until I'm finished eating. That makes me. I believe that makes the blood throw. The blood goes through you harder with more strength if you hold your breath.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
The one you just sit on a bench and it's got this perpetual rope on a loop in front of you and you just pull the rope down.
Mm-hmm.
You just do that. Like I did that. I'm like, this seems dumb. Then the next day I was like, God damn, I fucked myself up.
So the rope is vertical, like
yeah, it's just vertical in front of you and you can set the tension on it.
Oh. Kind of like if you were climbing or if you were climbing a rope basically.
Yeah, but your feet are on the ground. You're sitting your feet are on the ground.
Okay. Interesting.
I just, again, all my exercise is only to justify going and sitting in the steam room.
Yeah.
So that's what I had to go there today just to like sweat out my weekend.
How long do you stay in there? The steam
about
room?
About 10 minutes.
Yeah, I used to go do that.
I can't do much more than that. It's a hot one. It's a hot one they got going over there.
Yeah. What gym do you go to? Or you don't have to say it, but it's like a national chain?
Like no, there's only a few. No, Rachel signed us up for it. It's more of like a health club. It's pretty. Okay. It's like they got hot tubs and indoor pools, and like, but then they have an outdoor pool. And in the summertime, there's like a bar at the outdoor pool, and like it's like you can hang out there if you want.
Okay,
it's not just like the locker room has lounges, and you can watch TV and kick it in there. I don't, but you could. They got basketball courts and.
Racquetball?
Stuff. No racquetball.
No racquetball. I like racquetball.
You ever fuck around with racquetball?
I used to quite a bit. I haven't played in many years, but...
That really was like the 70s and 80s sport. Now it's pickleball.
Yeah, Yeah, I still haven't played any pickleball. It looks fun.
Once you get larger than ping pong, lose interest.
Oh, really? You never played tennis? You don't like tennis?
No, Rachel likes tennis. I don't.
I love tennis.
I need like 3 courts to play tennis.
Yeah?
I can't be contained.
Mm-hmm.
And I need a ceiling too. I need a this outdoor tennis where just I'm going for homers every time.
Yeah, you gotta.
Touch. I need a full. That's why racquetball would make more sense. Give me racquetball, but with a larger scope, okay. So I could just go full playing breakout. You know,
mm-hmm.
Full contact.
Oh man. Good times, buddy. Glad to see you get some R&R. You've earned it, buddy.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna just play some guitar, play some Nintendo, watch some movies.
What y'all doing for Christmas? Just staying in town?
I'm going back to Chicago, but just for a couple days. My next work date, I'm on Vegas in January, so it's the next time I'm leaving. So, yeah, what about you? What you doing?
Just low-key, just kicking it around West Hollywood.
Feed the neighbors?
Yeah, might have the neighbors over again. I think I'm going to get a whole ham from Bloodsoe's Barbecue. They're doing Christmas hams pre-order. So I might get a nice Bloodsoe's ham.
Smoked ham?
Yeah, yeah. Do that. Maybe make all the side dishes myself, but outsource the proteins.
See, this is my problem. I've already committed, like, I will go to barbecue, and I'm like, ham's the best. I should have ham, too.
Yeah, you should, man. Ham's always a good call. A little ham.
I'm gonna fucking die. It's going to be like when somebody's, like, been, like, clean and sober, and then they just relapse. I'm going to be in trouble, man.
Oh, man. Comic of the Week this week. Haven't done one of those in a while. We got 2 this week. So many of our friends have been putting out specials recently, but I thought we'd double up this week. Our buddy Billy Wayne Davis has a new special called Testify, and I'm not sure exactly how he's doing that. I think you might have to rent that one, but you can find all the info at bwdtour.com, BWD as in Billy Wayne Davis tour.com. Check out his new one, Testify. He did that one at some cannabis church. Like, it looks good. I saw the trailer. Like, he's
where is that at?
Colorado, Denver? Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that place.
But yeah, I saw the trailer. Looks really good. Billy's hilarious. And then our other good buddy, Sean Patton. He's got a new one called The One, and that one is available on Peacock if you have that Peacock app. And if you don't, might be worth doing the free trial or just doing it for 1 month just to get this special alone. Because Sean, both these guys, 2 of my favorites. But yeah,
just a lot of good comedy coming out right now. A
couple of powerhouses. Got new ones out. But yeah, all my buddies. Ryan Singer had one recently. Andy Sanford had one recently.
Sean was very excited about this one. He taped it at Tipitina's in New Orleans, his hometown. He was telling me he's very excited about it. So
good. Good for him. But
I just saw Chad Daniels recorded 2 specials, 2 different specials in 1 night over a weekend.
Good Lord.
But just did like two new hours. No, I saw him. It was coming up and then it happened this weekend. I saw a post. He's like, that's it. No overdubs, no retakes.
Good for him.
So much. Everybody, there's so much good comedy out there that you will not know about if you just listen to the 3 main podcasts that everybody else listens to.
Yeah.
Trying not to talk shit here, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Or if you only, I mean, not to knock anybody that has stuff on Netflix, but like there's so much great stuff beyond Netflix and HBO or what have you.
There's the Rogan bump there's a lot of people that didn't have that are phenomenal comedians that Joe Rogan did, he gave a lot of people recognition, but know that there's leaps and bounds better comedians out there also in some certain instances that you should explore and find.
Yeah,
trying to be better about my shit talking.
That's all right, buddy.
Yeah. I'm just saying that there is also. It's like, you know, like, hey, do you know, like, some restaurants make cheeseburgers too? Like, but I like McDonald's. Yeah, but some restaurants make cheeseburgers that are like really good.
Yeah,
but McDonald's. I know. I eat there too. But some restaurants also make cheeseburgers that are very good. So,
just like how I've always been with most music. Like, most of my favorite music, you're not going to hear on the radio. So, you know.
Yeah, that's a better way to put it, Dave.
Take a little initiative to maybe explore and dig around and find the really good shit that maybe that hasn't just been shoved down your throat by the mainstream.
Or listen to our comics of the week.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, two good ones right there. Sean Patton, Billy Wayne Davis, go get those and consume those. And I mean, yeah, it doesn't get much better than those guys. So enjoy.
Hell yeah.
Well, good times, buddy. I'm glad you're feeling better. Glad you got through that COVID. I'm sorry you had to spend Thanksgiving alone at the Hilton Garden Inn.
Yeah, it was dumb, but we'll be all right.
Yeah.
I was fine. I just, you know, everybody going to get it.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
The opposite of En Vogue, where you're never going to get it. Everybody going to get it. All right. We'll see you next time.
The Boogie Monster.
Podcast Network.